Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Give me the update.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Dirt. We want the dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Did you want to tell me something?
It is Steve Irwin's birthday, or it would have been Steve Irwin's 57th birthday. You can see the Google Doodle image today is of Steve, a little cartoon picture of that. People are celebrating, this commitment to wildlife and animals.
Conservation,
exactly.
Yes. Oh, think about those kids.
Yeah, Robert and Bindi. And she's grown up to be, they've both grown up to be really involved in animal conservation and... You know, his wife, Terry, also going on to continue his work. So sort of a happy celebration of Steve Irwin today.
Yes, it's a cute caricature of him.
Yes. Jussie Smollett, word on the street and on the Empire cast is that several cast members want him fired. They want him written off immediately. And they are furious because they supported him right after the attack. So the feelings of animosity stem from the fact that everyone on the set had his back. Mm-hmm. And now they feel very hurt and embarrassed. And they feel like it's damaging the show's reputation in general.
Just hours after he posted bail
yesterday,
he went straight to the Empire, the set there, and said, "I'm innocent. Please believe me."
Right. And, you know, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt right now. I mean, you might not want to, but it could have been orchestrated all in a revenge plot. You don't know.
Yeah.
He could have sent that check to the guys for something else. They could have called. It could have been. So we need to keep our mind open about it. I'm trying to anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look good for him, though.
No,
all the evidence is really piling up against him.
It's getting worse and worse. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, if you want to unwind from all of the snow and the stress of winter.
Yes.
Target. They are putting out their own wine. They made up a holiday called Fwine Day. they're launching a line of wines all under $10.
Nice.
There's a Cabernet, a red wine blend, a Rosé, Pinot Grigio, and Chardonnay. It's going to hit shelves on March 3rd for $9.99 each, and they're all made from California grapes.
Nice. All right, guys, that's in a couple Sundays.
Yeah, Target wine. Okay, on TV this weekend, we have Friday. Today on Netflix, the series premiere of the Canadian sitcom Workin' Moms. It's created by Catherine Reitman, the daughter of Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good buzz about that. We also have, Jeffrey Wright from Westworld. He is starring in a show on HBO called OG. He plays an inmate at a maximum security prison who puts his own release at risk to protect a new inmate. Mm. There's a guy from Prison Break also plays a prison guard. And then we have a preview of the upcoming season of American Idol on ABC.
That's coming up too. Wow,
yeah,
it's another cycle.
Yep, then we also have the Academy Awards, of course, on Sunday night. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
You learned so much cool stuff.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Excuse me, sir, it's 7:07.
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Here is an illustrated summary of the new.
7 headlines at 7.
What news do you bring?
I've got about 7 different things going on now.
Give me at least 7.
And now, here are the headlines.
What's going on this morning?
What's going on this morning? I'm going to tell you. Alexis and Dawn just gave you the dirt, and now I'm going to give you the details in our 7 at 7.
1.
The snowy winter, mainly February, left homeowners with some pretty big problems. Removal companies have been busy clearing ice dams from homes around the metro. Crews are steaming their way through the dams, but keeping up is a challenge. Many homeowners are calling for help when their roof is leaking or they're afraid it is about to leak. So, as they say, pack your patience. New this morning, police want to know who shot and killed a man in the Summit University neighborhood of St. Paul. Officers responded to a report of gunshots near Carroll Avenue and Grotto Street around 8:45 last night. They found a man inside a car with a gunshot wound. If you have any information, you're asked to call police.
Three.
New this morning, police want to know who shot and killed. I just read that. Happening today, Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig is launching a series of mobile office hours for constituents. Her staff will travel across her district to meet with residents, making sure everyone has access to services they need. Craig will be there for the first event today in Hastings. People can get help with things like navigating government services.
Four.
Governor Walz returns to Washington, D.C. He's attending meetings with the National Governors Association. The governor will have lunch with the vice president at his residency at the Naval Academy. Walz is expected to discuss issues important to Minnesota, like a new infrastructure bill. This is the governor's first high-profile meeting with the Trump administration.
Five.
Happening today, House Democrats are expected to file a resolution aimed at blocking the president's national emergency declaration. They're hoping to stop him from securing money for a wall at the southern border. Democrats think they'll get approval and hope to get other Republicans on their side, too. The resolution is set to be introduced later this morning.
Six.
Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, now under a gag order by a federal judge. This after Stone created an Instagram post that appeared to attack the judge, including a photo with crosshairs above the judge's head. Stone apologized for the post, claiming it was a mistake. He's pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering related to discussions about WikiLeaks in the 2016 election.
Seven.
And finally, business news. Burger King trolling KFC's Colonel Sanders in a new ad. The burger chain reintroducing its mascot, wearing a white outfit similar to what KFC's Sanders wears. It's a promotion for its new flame-grilled chicken sandwich. But this isn't the first time Burger King has trolled. Last month, BK took aim at McDonald's Big Mac with the launch of its new Big King XL sandwich.
And that's the way it is.
It's ridiculous.
I love it.
And that is, it's like a soap opera. And that is the way that it is for this Friday, February 22nd, 2019. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth on our fabulous app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not sledding in the nude, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Faster, faster, bigger hill. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Dumb Clean.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. Don't forget. I don't even know what
so
to say.
Excited.
She's very. Don't forget Monday. This is the place you want to be for all day coverage of the 91st Annual Academy Awards. It airs this Sunday on ABC. All day coverage on Monday.
Yeah.
It is 7:08. Raise your glass, everybody, and let's take a sip of your refreshing.
Cheers! I gotta go get my glass, okay? I'll be right back.
Oh my God. I'm so happy.
What happened?
I just made one of our pods from the listeners that sent us pods because we're pod brats. It's a Starbucks mocha two-part system where you add in a packet first to the bottom of the cup and then you put in the pod. I'm so happy. Have you ever tasted something and the minute you take a sip of it or a bite, you go, I'm having another one of these?
Yes.
That's what happened. Alexis just made one.
Oh,
gosh.
Stirring, we should tell people. So what's happening is, so as you may or may not know, B. Arthur, our dreaded hooved, hairy, horned, hose beast of a boss, started this last year where she bought coffee pods for the staff, mainly
for
the
Christmas.
Morning show.
Yeah.
For Christmas, mainly the morning show, because nothing's open when we're here. So
that's an awesome gift.
An awesome gift. You guys are very appreciative. Well, the other show started drinking lots and lots of these pods, and we ran out. So B. Arthur replenished them. Then we ran out again, and there was like a month where she did not replenish the supply. So we went on the air and jokingly complained about it. Well, a lot of you took pity on Dawn and Alexis and had coffee pods FedExed in, airdropped. My husband Colin even brought caribou coffee one day.
That's right. Yeah.
Even Colin took pity on you. And the coffee that we're getting from you guys is what they're calling the reserve. It's like the wine cellar. It's the, because you guys are buying, you're buying the ladies not like cheap coffee. You're buying them the good stuff, right, ladies?
Oh my gosh, yes, really good stuff.
Like, what was it yesterday, Dawn, with the skull and crossbones?
Death Wish coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, Todd sent us those. It's like super caffeinated coffee.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's some strong stuff right there.
So we talked about it yesterday, and no more than we got. And then, so we talked about it, bragged about it. And who asked you for some coffee yesterday?
Oh, Bradley and Colleen. Like, hey, we heard you talking about that Death Wish coffee.
Yeah.
No, and I gave it to him. I'm like, sure, no problem.
I'm bad.
I can't blame them because I give in to them. I say yes all the time.
See, I know. And we look at each other like, be strong. Don't do it. And then they look at you with those puppy dog eyes and you're like, they look like on the verge of tears. And you're like, okay.
Sometimes Bradley starts twerking.
Yeah, then we can't resist that.
No, I mean, okay. Now, Lex, we worked that shift. That was our old time slot.
Yep.
Now, let's review. Everything's open at that time.
True that.
Everything. Starbucks, Caribou, Dunn Brothers, all of those are open.
Dogwood. That's good coffee.
Dogwood. Brugger's.
Oh, yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts. All of those are open and accessible to the other shows.
That Horton place, that's new, too. Tom Hortons.
Oh.
Tim Hortons.
Whatever Tom Hortons. Bill Mortons. All of those are open, too.
That guy.
Yeah. Holiday's open. Yeah. Speedway's open. And generic gas stations are open. Mm. When we come to work, nothing's open.
Oh, Quick Trip has a really good hazelnut coffee.
Quick Trip.
Yep. That's where you get your bananas and your milk.
Yeah, I don't I'm not going to drink gas station coffee ever again.
Oh.
Did you have a bad experience?
No, I'm just spoiled now.
I know the listeners have spoiled us.
Yeah.
Yes, because we're drinking. I mean, we actually broke our rule right now, too, because just, a couple hours ago, we said, no more dipping in our Territoire Reserve. And here we are. We made the mocha.
I've just started Podbrats, hashtag Podbrats. Okay. I've just put on my Instagram my face and how happy I am with this.
So Lex, you're drinking it. I gave you some time to drink. How is your fancy mocha given to you by a My Talker?
Okay, well, this is a two-part system. So you put the little cocoa in there. Yeah, and then you have it brew on top of it. So it's just a sugar pack here, but it's delicious.
It is so
chocolatey.
No, it's like, oh.
Okay, I'm looking. Dawn, you look so happy. You look, your eyes.
Look psychotic.
You look psychotically happy, Dawn.
I gotta see.
With a Christmas mug.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Dawn. I got fancy coffee.
Dawn.
Dawn at Dark on Instagram. Go look at. Hi, everybody. I'm fully caffeinated.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, when we come back, we're going to tell you why we hate Bea Arthur again and why we once again, we like her
we
for
might
like
get
four.
This taken away, guys. That's why I'm a little hesitant.
Oh,
no, we'll be fine.
Okay,
no.
All right.
So,
okay.
We liked her for about a week and now we don't like her again. And we kind of have to blame you, My Talkers.
I mean,
really? A little bit. You've ruined us. You've really ruined us. We'll talk about that when we come back. To you. 7:19. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain, or as we call her now, Crazy Coffee Eyes.
Mocha Queen. I've just made another one. I gotta go get it.
Did you? You're having two? Go get it. Okay. Go get it, girl. Oh, it's good. We're going to be nutbags if we aren't already.
Hi, I'm Dawn.
In the next half hour.
I'm drinking fancy coffee. So all of you, you heard us weeks ago joking that, well, we weren't really joking, or Lex and Dawn were really joking. They were out of coffee, like totally out of coffee.
Yep.
And it was desperation, girl. They were drinking.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Drinking hot water, just hot water to act like it was coffee, because B. Arthur went like a month without replenishing the coffee pods. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, you three are grown-ups. Can't you get your own coffee? Yes, absolutely. But it's way more fun to blame B. Arthur for all of this. Yeah. So she didn't get us coffee pods. So they were without coffee.
A week and a half.
Everybody took pity on us. Some of you even Amazon primed the girls some coffee, cracks me up.
Yes.
And it was, and it's good coffee. Yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff.
What has happened is you have spoiled Dawn and Alexis, because now they've gotten a taste of the good life.
We're going straight to the reserve.
Hashtag pod brats.
Pod brats.
This is not good.
They are now pod brats because this is the situation. You just heard Alexis refer to the word reserve. She's not talking about a wine cellar. She's talking about there's a cabinet that they're keeping. They're like squirrels. They're like coffee squirrels. They're squirreling
for
away.
Whenever it runs out.
Yeah, and there's a lapse. Be like bunker situation, you know, apocalyptic necessities.
But they're both... All this week, you two have dug into the reserve.
Oh my god! And I
didn't know
and
why. Every day, I didn't question it. I just thought, well, you know, we could all be eaten by a bear. You know, why not?
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
use the good china.
Yeah,
or
good,
you know,
coffee
what I mean?
Is worth it.
Good
yes.
Point. Well, but I thought that's why you guys are doing it. Like the people that never use their good china. Why are you waiting? You could die tomorrow. So I thought that was your philosophy.
Yes, I feel that about my favorite paper pads too. I'm just saying I agree. Just you guys too. Use your crafty supplies.
Okay. Good.
Use the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What paper fancy pads. Paper pads?
I thought she meant maxi pads.
I thought she meant maxi pads too. I go, are they lacy?
And I go, oh,
are they? Do they look like doilies? I mean, what?
They've got wings. What? They're extra long.
What's
they're
the
little scented and they're pink.
Do you really want them scented? I know.
Sometimes, yeah.
I really thought you meant fancy maxi pads. Does it matter? Does it matter how fancy the wings are? I don't think so.
All the wings are
God, I love that so much.
Well, it's right up, you know, right there. So, yeah.
Yeah. But no, so I thought that was your philosophy of using the pods was that you know, but no, there's something else more sinister going on. What did you two admit this morning? Go ahead.
Don's on her second one, so Don, you take this one.
Don, what did you admit?
Well, we've kind of been dipping into the reserve of the coffee pods, and we drank all the toffee nut.
Yeah.
That's gone. That was the Starbucks pack. This is the two-part system. I'm on my second cup. I just drank a whole... I feel really high right now because I drank that whole thing in that first break there.
Yeah, you did.
In 10 minutes, and now I'm on my second one.
And we're used to kind of mediocre black coffee.
Yeah.
So this is like, you think our stomachs are going to get upset?
Don't be negative.
No. Right now, it's so good. You're right.
It's
You're right.
Good. It's
we're
good.
Here. We're having it. It's good.
Oh.
Okay.
It's rich.
But what's wrong with the main box of pods?
Oh, I don't like these.
That's where you were going.
That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, sorry. Oh. We're just blinded by the beauty of this one.
Well, you both are high on fancy coffee. What you two revealed today was, it's not that you, no, you know, this is what I'm getting to. You guys admitted, and I didn't know this, it's not, you do like the fancy coffee, but there's a huge box of coffee that you're avoiding.
Oh yeah, that's because it's the Equate version of it's like the Equate version of coffee pods from Target called Market Pantry. I'm looking at it right now. I'm gonna.
Well, because she used to get a Starbucks one.
I just threw it across.
Oh my God! You did. You just chucked it across the studio. Ryan can have that one, or Steve.
Oh my God! When we're out completely, I'll be on the floor over there looking for it under the console. It.
We will be. We'll be like, wait a second. She threw that one. How long ago? Let's go find it.
So, B. Arthur, if I'm hearing you right,
oh my God.
You two are now so spoiled that B. Arthur's country ass coffee is not good enough. She bought a huge box that you two now, it's not good enough for you two. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you two are now too good for B. Arthur's cheap coffee.
Because he used to get by a Starbucks.
And so it was like 2 months of this.
Oh, no.
This is so good.
They're so bad.
I love it. Is there a substantial taste difference between B. Arthur's cheap coffee and what the listeners have been giving you?
Yes.
I don't mean to be nasty, but you just sounded like you had an orgasm.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, this is, I mean, so I know this isn't good for me, but it's so good. It's a two-part system, once again, from Starbucks. Mocha. Cool. You add a packet in the bottom. And it's like a whole thing. Like if you've got a hot chocolate packet, it's all of that powder.
Yep.
But it's really good, high quality. And then you brew the coffee over it. And then you mix it up and it's... Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh gosh. That is good.
This is telling me.
So she used to get you... It used to be Starbucks, right? That
yes.
she got you?
Yeah, Sumatra, the first shipment, French Rose.
She basically shipped herself a big box. And that lasted, I don't know, a couple months. She didn't realize how many we drink a day.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of coffee.
And now it's like Aldi's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, B.
Market Pantry. No offense, yeah. Target. We love you, but
no, I love Market Pantry stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just dying that the listeners, by their generosity, have spoiled you two to the point where you can't stand B. Arthur's coffee anymore.
Even Target's have Starbucks,
I
you know?
I can't stand it. Hashtag pod brats.
Have you tried drinking it recently?
I don't even want to look at it.
We forget that it's even there. We don't even look in that drawer anymore.
Oh, really?
I did to look and see what it was.
Oh, okay. Other than that, but before that.
You guys have just been dipping into the... What are you going to do when the reserves are gone? Do we have to? Are we going to have to keep relying on the kindness of My Talk strangers?
No. I have a sinking suspicion this is all going to come back to us in a bad way.
There's going to be a drought of no pods again, and we're going to be crying. It's like a drug addict.
And B's not going to help us at all, even with that brand.
You're going to have...
She's not even going to give us the Market Pantry.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think we...
Oh, gosh. Oh, this is going to end horribly, and it's so good. It's just so good. 7:28, we're going to take a break. It's Jason and the Pod Brats. We'll be back right after these words. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. People are now tweeting us to confirm the Hubbard Broadcasting address to send us calls.
You guys! Oh, no.
I was like, you don't have to do that. Okay, 3415 University Avenue, Southeast.
That's what the last shipment. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. You don't have to. And then I told them the address.
55114. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Was B. Arthur in the office yesterday?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, because I don't know. I tried to text her, and no response. So I think she's ignoring us. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's a guy who now, it's a new guy who sits outside of her cube or her office. He has a cube.
Ross. Yeah.
Ross. And he put up a sign that says, I honestly don't know where Amy is. Ross.
Oh my gosh.
It's so
Seriously?
Funny. Yeah. I felt so bad because we all know about that if you sit by somebody.
Yes. Everyone's always asking.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy. I'm never going to ask that. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like, how would he know?
You know
he's with
is?
Our brother station.
Yeah.
Score
he
North.
Does it. We don't even know where she is.
We should microchip her. You think she'll know?
Oh. We'll take her to the vet. get a chip put in her ear like we did for Dexter.
Put a tile on her.
Put a tile.
One of those tiles.
Oh.
When you lose your keys. Donna Valentine has those.
And we can track. We can track her on an app.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can figure out where she is. Oh gosh, that is good. Oh, well, I sent her a funny text last night. She is alive. I can tell you that because I sent her a text at 8:30 last night that I got a read receipt. Like it tells you when someone
read it.
Turn that off.
I do too. I don't want that.
How do you do that? I don't even know. You can do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All turn right. that off. That way, if you know, you can be like, oh girl, I never got your.
Oh my god.
Or girl, I mean, you just don't have time sometimes to answer right away.
Yeah.
Or you
answer your brain and you didn't tell your fingers to type it out
all the time.
Yep.
Then more texts come in, and that text goes to the bottom.
Mm.
Then you forget about it. And so anyway, so she read my text from last night at 5:27 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So she is alive and awake. Now, I did send her another text about 4 minutes ago when we were busting on her coffee choice, and no response yet. I did not get a... she has not...
She's probably mad at us now.
Is she mad?
We're never going to get coffee again, guys.
This could actually backfire. I mean, this is on you too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know when you're doing something bad and you know it's going to come back around to you, but it feels so good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we're in that situation.
Like. And you go, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a little kid.
This might not be a good thing. But, you know, hey, from the looks of social media, my talkers are going to be sending you more fancy coffee. So, yeah. It is 7:37. Should we do some... do we have a passing notes today, Dawn McClain?
We do. And this one has a new My Talk player playing a part. I've heard it's pretty exciting. Here we go.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
Dawn, hi, Studley. What's shaking? How'd you like those dances we did in PE? Too cool. So how's Josh? He's pretty cool, huh? I hope he treats you good. Well, he'd better, or else I'll have to kick his A.
She actually wrote A. It's like she knew in 30 years that these would be read on the radio.
Ebrick is awesome.
Ebrick is a dude's name.
You ought to see that guy that Heather is going out with. Oh my God, he's hot. I wish you could see him. So how's your sex life? Mine sucks. I wish Ebrick would get a move on asking me out.
Okay, for a second, I thought there really was a dude named Ebrick. Like his parents were into Shakespeare or Lord of the Rings or something, and he bounced around school in a tunic and tights, but then there's this next line.
I have to write his name like that because Yellick is in my class, and she sits beside me, okay?
Okay, so Ebrick is Kirby backwards, and Elick is Kelly backwards. She's talking about a dude named Kirby and a girl named Kelly, but she needs to keep it secret in this note.
And
I don't think Dawn's friend had a Minnesota accent. Can you try that again?
Oh, am I ever dead. I'm getting two failing. Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. I already told you. Sorry about that. I forgot. Are you going with Matt M. this weekend?
Oh, Lord.
Or not?
Oh.
I'm supposed to go. But since I got those two slips, I don't know.
Oh.
How's Espanol? Boring, I know. I wish C. Carson would stop staring at me while I'm writing you this.
Then in all caps.
This is boring. Do you think Ebrick
Kirby
likes me, or who do you think he likes? Yelik?
Kelly.
No. Please, no. But he probably does because she's a T-less, you know.
T-less is slut, spelled backwards.
Oh, never ask me out.
My God.
So.
Maybe you should be more of a T-less.
I haven't done anything since Brad. I want a guy. He's so sweet. And besides, he has a really great body.
Then in parentheses.
Ass. Did you get your cheerleading pictures back yet? Randy Davis did, and they're really good. I hope you ordered me one of yours. Did you? Well, I better be going. See you soon. Bye. Yes, be good. Megan.
Oh. Megan.
One of my favorites.
Oh, my
Without
gosh.
A doubt, one of my favorites.
I love how she censored ass the first time, but then said it straight out the second
ass.
Time.
God.
She's a, he's a big A.
Oh, my goodness. What's so?
T-lass.
T-lass.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a T-lass. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so good. Like people not reading are the two people. Who are the two people she did their name backwards?
Kelly and Kirby. Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be able to. It's not the Da Vinci Code.
Oh,
she's
my
just
God.
Writing their name backwards.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Rocco's cracking the code. That's Kelly backwards, just so everybody knows.
That is so funny. Oh gosh.
Boy, crazy. How old were you at this time?
Oh, this was, I mean, I think, oh, it's freshman year, so I'm 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just finding Kirby right now. I'm like, oh, she's talking about Kirby Phipps. Yep. Looking at him right now.
Boy, Kirby Phipps.
Has he changed it? Is he recognizable? Is that,
no, it doesn't.
Remember?
Oh, my God.
Does he still look like Kirby Phipps?
No.
Does he still
he
have a
he looks more like
nice...
a Kirby vacuum cleaner. Let me look.
Oh, no.
No, that's terrible to say, no. Oh, my gosh. People change so much.
Does he still look like he has a nice urse?
I don't know. I'm just looking at his front right now. Let me.
Oh, okay.
Let me... scroll down. Oh. Okay, well, I feel bad. There's his family. Here I am creeping on his. Oh, he's a Vikings fan. Does he live in Minnesota? Oh, my God. Oh.
Does
oh, my
he
God.
Live
he has
here?
Vikings all over. What? Oh, my God. Where does he live?
Does he live here?
I'm going to have to friend him to find out.
No, go to about.
Okay, about.
Click
see
about.
More. I forgot how to do.
Yeah,
Facebook.
If you go to about, it should, unless he doesn't write it, it should tell you where he lives.
Married to her, okay.
Married
all
to
friends.
Her.
Jeez.
Does he live here?
It says bring it home, skull. Oh.
He might live here.
I just talked about him and said his full name. Don't stalk him, guys, please. Nobody wants to be. I feel bad now. Oh, yeah, I can't tell.
You can't tell.
I can't tell. Well, I'll send it to you, Jason. So you
oh, that is so
more.
Funny. I'll do some investigation.
Okay, okay.
I'll do some Perry Mason
more.
Up in hers.
Okay.
Oh, that is funny. Did you, now, you didn't, I was a little confused. And by the way, that was the great Stephanie Hansen.
Yeah.
As the new character. Did you date him?
No, I never dated him. But I did go to school with him from the time I was, you know, in kindergarten.
Oh, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we all kind of went to school together.
That is so good. Coming up on 7:43. We're going to take a break, everybody. We'll be back right after these words. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Happy Friday.
Woohoo!
Happy Friday. Go out and enjoy it. Live your life.
Go to phone training.
Home and Garden show is this weekend.
Again?
Yeah, it starts this weekend and next weekend. If you come from 12 to 2 on Sunday, we have a make and take. I'll be there. We're making succulents. A succulent little planter. So you have to pick out your planter and, it's going to be fun. Carver Junk Company is going to be there and I'm going to bring little babies so we can make a little.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have a really good time.
Oh.
A special one.
That's hot. Oh, listen to that. That is the hot ticket sounder. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Caller number 7 will win.
Yes.
Lex, what
tickets
are they going to win?
Tickets to TLC at Loring Park. Oh, yes. It's going to be fun during Pride. They are headlining the show. Oh, and it's just going to be a great time.
And these are VIP tickets.
Oh, yeah. So yes. Food and drinks.
Yeah. You're going to get with the free food and beverage, including like some bevvies, real bevvies. So this is a little gated area in front of the stage. You must be 21 plus. 651-641-1071. Phone lines are open. Caller number 7 is who Dawn is looking for.
Good luck. So, concert is Saturday, June 22nd, Loring Park. And then you can buy tickets officially today. At 10 a.m. tcpride.org.
So go get them right now.
Yes.
Phone lines are open. Good luck to you. Hey, I want to send a special thank you. We were just talking about the generosity of my talkers in relation to Alexis and Dawn because B. Arthur bought them horrible, horrible coffee. So they're relying on the kindness of my talk strangers to get them good coffee. And so... You guys have been nice there, but listen to this. So yesterday, Colin and I went to Smack Shack to sit around, and we were working on our podcast because we're coming in today to record a couple new episodes of Two Fairy Godfathers. Follow us on Instagram, please, because you know how obsessed I am. I watch the numbers go up every day. It's become an obsession of mine. I need help. Anyway, I do. I when I'm bored, all I do is keep refreshing. Okay, who's followed us? Anyway, so Lisa, we're sitting at Smack Shack. We walk in, actually, and this very nice gentleman comes up and he goes, "Hey, could I please bother you for just a second? My wife listens to you and Alexis and Dawn every morning, and we would really like a picture." I go, "Of course, absolutely." I go, "Let me just take my coat off. I'll be right over." So I go over there, and her name was Dawn, and she was with her family, and they were sitting there, and she was delightful, like just delightful. And the family were just kind of laughing, and I asked if they had been to Smack before, and they had, because I was going to recommend some things. And so gave her a hug and returned to my seat. Yeah. So we finished our work, we finished our dinner, and threw out my credit card to pay the bill. And the server comes back with the little check holder thing. And I open up the check holder, and there was a handwritten note from Dawn that says, "You are loved." And that was it. There was no check. Dawn bought our check.
Oh.
And I looked at Kyle, and I just said, it's like a mix of emotions. Like, I felt awful. Like, I don't. It's very sweet, but I don't want people to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I mean, I feel bad. I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. So I just have guilt. So I walk over, there, and I give her a giant hug, and I jokingly tap her shoulder, like, "Don't do that. Like, you didn't have to do that." And she's like, "Well, you guys, you know, the show brings me a lot of joy, and I just really appreciate it." And she said, I even emailed Alexis because you guys were talking about meat raffles yesterday.
Yeah.
So
she
I even
a good suggestion. I emailed her back. Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah. So she was like, I emailed her about meat raffles, and I just laughed. And she was just so sweet. And it just, you know, it's something similar had happened. And I just remember it's been kind of a crappy week. And, you know, the weather has been bad, and you know, the Jussie news and just bad news, and just been kind of a crap week.
Yeah.
And I was reminded, and I know this sounds sappy and cornball, but when something like that happens, you're just kind of reminded of the kindness of strangers you're reminded that, you know, we just do the show because we have fun and we like it, and B. Arthur makes us do it. But we forget. Sometimes it's a good reminder that, you know, our goofiness can help people have a good day. And that is just so fantastic. And this has been like the second time that a My Talker has done something like this that totally kind of turned around my not mood, but my feeling on the world, because I'll never forget the day, you know, Colin and I lost our dog Dallas really prematurely at a year and a half. He was hit by a car, and that was late at night. And then that next day I had taken the day off. And Colin and I went to Rojo at West End to get something to eat. And we were sitting outside, and I don't think I'll ever forget this. We were sitting outside, and the both of us were just understandably in a daze. We weren't really saying anything to each other. We're just kind of looking around, and we were both on the verge of tears at any moment because it was so fresh. I mean, it had just happened the night before. Yeah. And we're sitting there and we got the check, or the check holder came, and in it was a long note, or not a long note, but it was a note. And it was like, you know, I heard about Dallas, We wanted to buy you some drinks. And then she wrote, cheers to Dallas. And I, reading that line, I just started bawling. And I looked at Kyle, I go, we have to go. And it just was the sweetest. Mm. She just happened to see us sitting out there, listen to, you know, she watched, I think I was off TV at that year. She was listening to the radio show and heard about it. And it was just, yeah, both of those occurrences just remind me of, because they're so similar, just the kindness of strangers.
Yeah, listeners, Dawn, are the best in the world. They are.
Yeah. Yep. So, Dawn, thank you, sweetheart. And I hope you had a good evening. And my talkers that sent Dawn and Alexis charity coffee.
Oh.
Thank you.
So nice.
You're the best ever.
You're the best. And I just have a feeling that more coffee is coming for your reserve.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If it's I were fine. You two, I would stop giving it to Colleen and Bradley.
Well,
I really would.
I've only given him a couple. I just can't resist.
I love them. Tip to tail, I love both of them. But they do have the ability to go. Everything's open when they're. And you're going to regret those coffee pods when you run out.
Can we just say we don't have any more?
Yes, just say that. Oh, they don't listen to our show. It's fine.
Alexis, we can't even fit it in your cabinet anymore.
Just say you run out.
I don't know
say
what to do with
stolen.
It.
No, say the coffee reserve was stolen. Yes.
And then I have to go open my cubby, and then I feel like I can't go up there anymore
while
they're
in the
room.
Open the cabinet because they go, look at all that.
Yeah. No, just keep an eye when they're not looking, and then open your cubby.
I could do that.
And,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And if they ask, you
tell
just say.
Feel their eyes.
Let's, really quickly. I'm going to play Bradley, Lex, because you're the tough one. Dawn can act. You're the tough one. Here we go, Lex. You ready?
Mm. Yeah.
She's bad at lying.
Hi, Lex. I'm Bradley.
Hey, Brad.
He's going to start twerking right now. Just
I'm out of coffee.
Look at your moves, Brad.
I'm out of coffee. I'm out of coffee. Can I have one of your pods?
We ran out.
See? That's really good. That's believable, Lex.
Okay. I don't know what acting school you went to, but it was not...
God. Did you go to Juilliard? That's...
We got no mo. We got no mo, and then I run away.
Oh, we'll be right back.